Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Morena to Dr. Bryce Edwards from Victoria University. How's it going, mate?
Morena, Johnny, it's going great here in Wellington. Sunny today for a change.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we've got quite a chunky topic this morning. I had a bit of a dig, and I thought I'd just have a go at explaining it for people out there to give them a bit of background. Let me know, Bryce, if I miss anything, and then we'll jump into some political commentary on this. So we're chatting about an inquiry into how health and census data was handled at Manurewa Marae. For some background, a couple of years ago, due to low census engagement with Māori communities, Stats NZ contracted Whānau Ora for some census collection help. They're basically just trying to get in touch with hard-to-reach Māori populations. Something called a high trust model was used, meaning fewer confidentiality protections were in place around some health data and the census data. And Manurewa Marae was obviously involved in some of the collection. They were collecting both census and health-related stuff or COVID vaccination data under government contracts. However, it turns out insufficient safeguards were in place to prevent the misuse of personal information. And about a year ago, some allegations of electoral interference surfaced, where claims emerged that the data collected at Manurewa Marae was used to target Māori voters in the Tamaki Makaurau electorate for the 2023 general election. And is it Takutai Tash Kemp, the Marae's former chief executive, won the seat narrowly over Labour's Pene Henare by 42 votes, and subsequently an inquiry was launched in June. And the inquiry has been since released, and there has been a rather damning report. The head of Stats NZ has resigned, and obviously that raises questions about government data sharing practices. Where do we start with this one?
Wow, that's a great introduction. I think that covers it very well. So yes, in South Auckland, you've got the Waiparewa Trust. They've been doing great work with Māori communities for decades. It's largely been run or headed by John Tomahiri, the former Labour Party Cabinet Minister, but now President of Te Pāti Māori. The organisations around the Marae do contract to a lot of government agencies to do work that the state has trouble doing. So census collection, like you say, in Māori communities, COVID, vaccination drives, etc. But the problem is that those community organisations have a lot of overlap with that political party, Te Pāti Māori, and so there's been allegations that were published last year that some of those community organisations may have been harvesting a lot of the data that and their interactions in carrying out those contracts with various government departments, using that data to help Te Pāti Māori canvass and electioneer. It's helped them to allegedly to target voters and know who to, whose door to knock on, etc., where to send text messages, things like that. And it might have been consequential because the Te Pāti Māori candidate, did win by a very slim margin, 42 votes, and so they upset that electorate. So Pene Henare was the Labour MP, and he lost. So we've had quite a few government inquiries launched, and two of them, were reported 2 days ago, and they were, the first one was for the Public Service Commission, and that just looked at the government agencies. So it wasn't looking at the allegations of misuse of the data. It was just looking at whether the government agencies had played their part well.
This is essentially like if a government department shares information, it's like being able to track what happens to that data afterwards. And what we've learned is once, say Health NZ is sharing data with another party, that's where it ends for them, and then anything can happen to your data.
Exactly right. Yeah. So did those agencies have proper controls, protocols, agreements in place to make sure that all of this information, and some of it very private information, shared with an organisation or essentially a business, if you like, whether those people, there's proper controls. And so this inquiry from the Public Service Commission found that those government agencies were woeful in how they had, as you mentioned, a high trust model. They just trusted these people would do the right thing. And there was another inquiry that came out the same day, and this was an independent one launched by Statistics New Zealand, and that did look into some of the allegations. It didn't have any definitive sort of results to say that the data had been misused and that Te Pāri Māori had kind of weaponized that data, but it did say that on the balance of probabilities, it seems the data had been harvested by those community organizations and passed on for means other than it was intended. So kind of a smoking gun, maybe, but not really. Well, no. A lot of smoke anyhow, but no kind
firm
of definitive
evidence.
Sort of evidence of definite sort of corruption or so forth. But you have to point out that this is really an ongoing saga, and there's other investigations going on. So the police are still investigating
the electoral side.
The Electoral Commission's been looking into this, and now the Privacy Commission. So it's still ongoing, and of course, I'd also have to really stress that Te Pāri Māori and Waipararea Trust are still pleading innocence and saying no, we haven't done anything wrong. There's no evidence of it. John Tomohiri is the president of Te Pāri Māori, and he's the head of the Waipararea Trust, has come out quite strongly yesterday and said, well, this is racism, basically saying we're being targeted because we're Māori. People want to take us down. Why aren't other organisations being held to the same account? This is kind of our history of struggle of being, sort of taken down by the man. And so people will make up their own minds about that. But, this has become, it's become quite a fraught debate, and it's still got a long way to go.
Just on the high trust models, obviously we've seen some risk around government agencies relying on a high trust model where they're collecting and sharing personal data. Can you see another way that this could be done? Should this approach be abandoned? Can you trust a government agency to share your data with a third party and hope it's going to be okay?
Oh, look, it's normally the case, especially in other countries, that quite strong sort of contracts and procedures are put in place to make sure that the data is scrupulously dealt with, and there's monitoring of it, and there's kind of at least some sort of remedies if there's something goes wrong. And you have to remember, in this case, regardless of what's right and what's wrong and what's happened, there were actually complaints made during, way back 2 years ago, and government agencies didn't really deal with those complaints. So there were whistleblowers saying, hey, something, procedures aren't being followed here, and nothing happened. So, it just seems like there's the high trust model just seems to be like the old kind of Kiwi sort of complacency. Oh, she'll be right, mate.
Obviously, Mark's just on the accountability side of things. Mark Snowden is stepping down. Should other public sector leaders take responsibility for the failures outlined thus far?
Oh, look, it's still a bit hard to say because we don't really know, exactly, who was responsible for this thing, but it does seem like that to me. Just having one person step down, I don't think will give the public a sense that accountability has taken place.
Yes.
And this government statistician stepping down, they're not being fired, they're just leaving at the end of the month when
their contract finishes.
It's a very New Zealand face-saving thing.
Felt a bit like that.
And so I think it is a mistake that the government and the Public Service Commissioner isn't taking a stronger stance on this,
yes,
and looking around for more heads to roll, because New Zealanders, I don't know, if you're told that all this, bad process is happening, but there's no real consequences for it, they'll get very, very sceptical about political authority, about the system. And that's what we're seeing in around the world at the moment. Mm. We're seeing a lot of people getting quite cynical about the political process and about political authority, and it leads to the election of Trump and all sorts of other craziness, because people just give up and think, well, they're all rotten.
Yes.
And so maybe they are, but as long as the system doesn't seem to be properly kind of safeguarding and fixing these things, and people just get a bit of a slap on the wrist, then I think we're heading more for that that kind of hardline reaction.
So we are, elites. It is potentially going to be the outcomes will be damaging to the confidence of New Zealanders in the electoral integrity of Aotearoa.
Yes, I mean, and Chris Hipkins is rightly saying this week that he doesn't feel that electorate contest in Tamaki Makaurau was a fair outcome.
Mm.
And, you had Winston Peters going even further, saying that the election was stolen. And Chris Hipkins also said that New Zealand's international reputation for having free and fair elections or independent elections might be in doubt now. And that's a horrendous thing. It's important that there's confidence in democracy. And so this does actually raise questions. I mean, maybe it's a one-off, maybe it's an aberration, and this is serious stuff. It's not just some kind of minutiae of debates over were census forms photocopied the wrong way or something. There are some pretty hefty allegations.
Yeah. Okay, one last question for you, Bryce. How significant is Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's reaction to this report, and what does it signal about his leadership approach to public sector accountability?
Oh, I think he said the right things in general. He said how shocked he was. He said that this was unacceptable, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of actions that will matter more.
Yes.
So, I think he said the right things, but he's not really acting. I think he should be, taking this forward, and I don't know if we need another inquiry or not, but he needs to show that things are actually going to change, and I don't know if New Zealanders will believe that they are under his leadership or maybe otherwise.
Mm. All right. Hey, Bryce Edwards from Victoria University, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you in a couple of weeks.
Cheers, Johnny.
Cheers, dude.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.